Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we have the so-called parable of the rich fool. And if you read the parable carefully, you will notice that the rich man is actually not dumb, but he's actually pretty smart. He comes across a problem. What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest? And then he plans to resolve the problem in a rather smart way. This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones, and so on and so forth. So where does this foolishness come from? Psalm 14 tells us that the fool says in his heart, "There is no God." The parable of the rich fool is actually a parable of a man who lived as if God did not exist. For those people, St. James in his letter says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and get gain, whereas you do not know about tomorrow. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for little, then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, 'If the Lord wills, we shall live, and we shall do this or that.'" If the Lord wills. St. Paul uses the same expression in his letter to the Corinthians. He tells them, "I will go to your communities if the Lord wills." What a beautiful expression, but also what a very beautiful way to live, trusting in divine providence. St. Ignatius says, "Work as if everything depended on you, pray as if everything depended on God." Christians know that after doing everything we can, we know by faith that God foresees everything that happens, and he either permits it or wills it, and he permits and wills it only and ultimately using them for his glory. Work as if everything depended on you, pray as if everything depended on God. This is the source of true interior peace. How much anxiety can we avoid by trusting in divine providence? So let us unite our hearts continually to Jesus and Mary, doing what is in our power, and then trusting in divine providence. Because where our treasure is, as God says, there is our heart. Praise be Jesus and Mary.